Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week, Deadpool 2 comes out. Everybody is looking forward to it. I'm excited that it's going to be a nice little relief, I guess, breath of fresh air from the Debbie Downer that was Infinity War. I mean, we loved Infinity War, but it was a Debbie Downer. Last week, we talked all about Ryan Reynolds and his awesomeness and everything. And so today, this week, we're going to focus on his co-star, the man playing Cable himself, Mr. Josh Brolin. Josh is a great guy. We have a lot of cool things planned this week, and I'm really excited to just kind of dive into it. So today we're gonna look at the top five video game characters that I want to see Josh Brolin play and or voice or something like that. Number five is Donkey Kong, the original Donkey Kong too, not like Donkey Kong Country Donkey Kong. I want, you know, somewhere between the first appearance and the Donkey Kong Country stuff, where, you know, you see this character who has taken this princess hostage and is trying to, just wants happiness, and making him kind of a sympathetic character, a sympathetic villain. And Josh Brolin, you know, could have a lot of fun with it. And his part would be CG. I don't know if you'd really CG the whole thing, but it would be something you would have to do, because you're not going to put him in a monkey suit. That's just weird. But he has that commanding air and that commanding presence that I feel is sometimes lost on Donkey Kong. You know, he was one of the first villains in video games, and one of the first video games. He's super important, and I think, you know, Josh Brolin could really weigh him down in a bad way, but just give him that levity, that gravity that needs to be there. Number four is, I would like to see him play Monkey from Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Now, if you don't remember Enslaved Odyssey to the West, this game came out 2010, so about 8 years ago. And beautiful, beautiful game from Namco, Ninja Theory, and everyone. And it's kind of future-ish, like 150 years in the future. And Andy Serkis actually played Monkey in the game. But, you know, we'd have Josh Brolin do it this time. And he's a slave on this vessel, and he manages to escape. And he teams up over the course of the game with other people, mostly Trip and Pigsy later on as well. And they're going through just not only trying to earn their freedom, but rescue other slaves and take down, you know, what's going on. Really, like I said, really a great, amazing game. It's based on a novel called Journey to the West that came out back in like the 1500s. Obviously updated a lot. And unlike most things, this does not need to be a franchise. You need to have a one and done and just tell the complete story. Mostly how they did. Well, the game kind of ended on that ominous thing where they leave the pyramid. But, you know, if they just told their story, had him come in, and I don't know who you'd put as Trip. Maybe the lady playing the Wasp, whose name is escaping me right now. I think if you brought her in, it would be Evangeline Lilly. Yeah, that would be a great combo there, and just have them do their thing, and it needs to go down. Number three. Now, this is one that I was hesitant to put on here, but I had to, because Josh Brolin, you know, I think would bring this character a lot of justice, especially after seeing him as Thanos and in some of his other roles, and that is Kratos from the God of War series. Now, you could literally pick any Kratos game and tell the story from it, you know. If you wanted to set it up as a franchise, you know, have Brolin do a few movies, and then you could end with the most current one, the most current God of War, that is, setting up a new franchise. But Kratos is a character who people love, absolutely love. There's been a film in development for a long time. Daniel Craig was at one point eyed for it, but who knows? We hadn't really heard anything in 4 or 5 years, so we'll see what happens. But since they haven't made one, you know, you can throw Josh Brolin in there. Maybe not so much. You have to use a little bit of CG for if you did the first God of War, you know. But if you jumped in like 2 and 3 in the most recent one, he's a big dude. He's a burly dude. He can move. He can fight. He can do a lot of stuff. And Kratos is the epitome of all of that. I mean, he is the God of War. And it would be really interesting, you know, to have him make that ascension from man to God. And we've seen Josh Brolin play, you know, very, very human characters and obviously very, very godlike characters. So he could cover the whole spectrum and I really think do it some justice. Number two, this is going to be a two-parter, all right? And this one's kind of weird, but hear me out. I want to see him play Mario in a Mario movie, and also Bowser, like, but Bowser will be, you know, a little more CG and stuff, in the vein of how old Peter Pan plays went, you know, where the actor that played the father was the same person that played Captain Hook, and that, you know, you could really play on the duality of the hero and the villain if you have them as kind of the same person. You know, not one of those where it's super obvious, but where you're just like, oh wait, that's both Josh Brolin. And the game would need to be a little darker than the last one, just because times change and everything. I personally don't hate the old one, but I know I'm in the minority on that for sure. But Bob Hoskins, you know, did great. But Josh Brolin could come in, and we've seen him crack some jokes a few times, and you know, he would just really take that character and run and jump with it. And then having him as Bowser as well, you know, like I said, you can go back to that whole what is a villain, because with Thanos we saw how he was doing what he thought was right, and he, you know, knew that sacrifices were going to have to be made, and he knew that he was going to have to be a bad guy instead of a bad guy who thinks they're right all the time. You know, he's a guy who knew he was going to have to be a bad guy in order for the greater good, and maybe spin Bowser with something like that. It would, I think, it would be enjoyable. It needs to happen. But the number one video game character that I want to see Josh Brolin play is Kane from Legacy of Kane series. I didn't get exposed to this game until Legacy of Kane Soul Reaver, but then I've gone back and played a lot of the other ones, and it is a wonderful, beautiful, amazing story. And again, you have Kane, who is a hero, and then kind of a villain, and then kind of a hero, and then kind of a, and, you know, he moves around back and forth. But it's always, you know, he always has, not always, usually has people's best interest at heart. Like, he really wanted to help people at different points, and then things just got out of control, and power, you know, absolute power and everything. The visuals on something like this would be phenomenal. And I don't care if you do go the Legacy of Kane, like Blood Omen route, where Kane is the good guy, or if you go Soul Reaver route and Kane is the bad guy. I really, either one of them, I would be for, because I think, like we've mentioned on these other ones, you know, Josh Brolin can do the good and the bad and everything in between. Even if you want to do, you know, a 2 or 3 movie thing like everybody has to do these days, except the Donkey Kong or the Enslaved movie, then it would work. You have Nosgoth out there, you have all these crazy monster vampire things, you have Josh Brolin walking around with a huge freaking sword with the Soul Reaver and just laying waste to people. It needs to happen. I mean, this is a game that has never really had a whole lot of, I don't want to say popularity, because it is very popular, but hasn't had a whole lot of cross-platform popularity. Like, you hadn't seen it in movies or TV shows. Cameos in, like, the Tomb Raider games, but that's been about it. So this would be a good time for it to, you know, come back into the mainstream, into popularity, release a new game to go with it, and just have Josh Brolin there kicking butt. That needs to happen. So those are the top 5 video game franchises we think Josh Brolin needs to bring to the big screen. Let us know who you'd like to see him play. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on Facebook. We're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, wherever you're listening to us, make sure to hit that little subscribe button. You can leave us a good review or a comment. That always helps us too. That way, you know, we get more stuff, you get more stuff. It's a win-win for everybody. And speaking of more stuff, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. A couple of bucks a month gets you all sorts of cool behind-the-scenes things, extra shows, just really a whole lot of fun. But if you want to talk to me directly, instead, you know, have questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody, so just drop me a line. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way.